From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A statewide campaign to make it more difficult to make changes to the Colorado Constitution kicked off today. As Benta Berkland reports, supporters say it will help reduce the influence of special interests in state politics.
About a dozen states allow citizen initiatives, and Colorado has one of the easiest state constitutions to change. A broad coalition from former and current elected officials in both parties, including the governor and Aurora Mayor Republican Steve Hogan, say the measure makes sense.
It has always been a problem that all somebody needed was enough money and enough time to go stand outside grocery stores in Denver to get signatures on petitions.
The initiative would require signatures from 2% of all voters in each of Colorado's 35 state Senate districts to get on the ballot. And the proposal would have to pass in the fall with 55% of the vote instead of a simple majority. Opponents worry it would restrict access to the ballot. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
El Paso County Commissioners voted today to reorganize internal leadership in advance of the official date. Board Chair Amy Lathan steps down. Commissioners voted to move Vice Chair Dennis Heisey to chair and Daryl Glenn to vice chair. Lathan is leaving her position to become executive director of Colorado Springs Forward. The previously announced resignation takes effect July 11th. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.